Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your AsDeEdge morning market update. And we did see China back in buying a small amount of corn again, around 160,000 tons. So they have been in the market. They were in big last week, obviously buying 2 million tons. But we have seen a total purchase this week of about 650,000 tons, and that is giving corn a bit of a lift. May corn at 637 is up 5 1/4. July at 616 and 3/4 is up 6 cents. December at 554 and 3/4 is up 2.5 cents. Beans, the selling seems to have abated, at least for the moment. May beans are at 1418 and 3/4. That's down just 0.75 cents. July at 1399 is up 0.5 cent. New crop at 1265 and 3/4 up 7 3/4. We've not seen any flash sales for beans at all this week. Moving on to the soybean oil, we're at 53.03. That's up 87. May meal at 437.90 is down 40. Crush margins have come in tremendously over the last 3 weeks. In fact, they've come down about 40%. And that has pulled, along with fund selling, pulled the floor out from underneath the beans for at least the moment. Wheat. Back to different tricks today. May wheat at 679, up 17 cents in Chicago. Kansas City wheat for May at 840.5 is up 20 3/4. May at 858 1/4, up 17. We got the first yield estimates for the winter wheat crop, and they are coming in well below the five-year average, and that may be one thing lending a little bit of support is the drought in Kansas and Oklahoma continues to be a problem. So we are seeing a nice recovery here in the wheat. May rice at 1778 is up 22. Cotton at 76.41 is down 117. July at 77.05 down 114. December new crop 78.24 down 102. June cattle at 155.70 is down 10. May feeders at 197.05 down 155. Lean hogs 91.07, actually up $1.70. Maybe a little end of the week buying, some short covering after this week's volatility pushing the hogs higher. May milk at 1930 is up 35. Orange juice, big mover here. May is at 250, 260. That's up 865, getting close to a limit up move here. May crude oil at 68.30 is down $1.66 as global economic concerns are again ramping up. May diesel at 255.96 down $1.30 a gallon. Unleaded gasoline 252.25 down 4.5 cents a gallon. We haven't seen as much movement in the physical prices for crude and the products as we have seen actually in the futures market. So let's not get our hopes up too much about seeing things getting better at the pump. Natural gas at 232 is up 4. And moving on to gold. June gold, $2,015.70 an ounce. That's up $2.40. Silver at 23.53, up 27 cents an ounce. Silver did actually outperform gold this week, which is a little bit unusual. Usually silver is more of a follower, but it is also more volatile. The dollar is moving higher as there is some risk-off concerns. The dollar index is at 103.13. That is up 61. The euro is moving lower. Please read today's weekly wrap-up. The CDSs, the credit default swaps on the European banks, have moved up meaningfully, as the chart you'll see indicate that. I also took a look at the U.S. Banking situation. So we may be hearing more news next week about European banking problems, and that does wonders for upsetting a lot of apple carts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 31,886, is down 219 right now. S&P 500, 39.23, down 25. NASDAQ Composite, 11,706, is currently down 81. Interest rates have come in and come in meaningfully. The 2-year at 3.62 is down 15 basis points. The 10-year at 3.34 is down 9 basis points. The 30-year at 3.62 down 7 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny, but still too chilly to take the top down on the car, Omaha, Nebraska.